It's dubbed the HOPE tax plan, which stands for Homeowners Property Tax Exemption. The bill's author, Madison Democrat Spencer Black, says it will exempt the first $60,000 of a home's value from the school tax, saving homeowners an average of $600 a year. Black says the state would make up the lost revenues to schools by closing corporate tax loopholes, like the one that allows banks to set up out-of-state headquarters to avoid state taxes.
Collections from big corporations have gone down because of loopholes and tax breaks, while the average person has been paying more and more taxes. So the HOPE proposal would restore fairness to our tax system and give a big tax break to the average person.
That proposal will go to committee and will be put in a file drawer and will never see the light of day.
Jim Pugh is a spokesperson for the state's largest business lobbying group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says the Republican-controlled legislature will kill the bill because it's bad for the state's economy. He calculates it will result in a $3 billion tax increase.
It would kill jobs. It would put people on unemployment. It would deprive children of their futures. Families wouldn't even be able to afford to send their kids to college if this plan goes through.
But Representative Black says the bill will raise only $770 million a year in taxes, not the $3 billion Pugh claims it would. But he says despite its almost certain defeat, he will introduce the bill as an amendment to the state budget sometime in late June.
I think when you put good proposals out there, proposals that make sense to the average person, and you fight for them, sometimes you win even against the odds.
Governor Doyle has not said whether or not he supports the idea, but since his election, he has consistently opposed the kind of tax shift this plan calls for. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.